This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I appear to have joined a new club at our work's Christmas do. Day 7 of the Who event calendar. Where are This Morning getting their guests from? And Mariah Carey, as you've never heard her before. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Coming up, we open door 7 of the Who event calendar. I think I prefer the Who event calendar to my own actual chocolate advent calendar at home. Today it's phone-based, something that wasn't that long ago, but you won't believe that we used to do with our phones. Yesterday on the Her event calendar, we had Diana and Ian and the Baked Alaska in the Bin drama on Bake Off.
OK, bakers, 15 minutes, please. 15 minutes.
Where's my ice cream?
It's here. Sorry, Ian. Well, that, you've got your own freezer, haven't you?
This is all melted. Why would you take ice cream out of the freezer?
Ian, if you'd like to bring your bake up, please.
I threw it in the bin because I didn't want to present it. I didn't want them to judge the way it came out, so I'd rather present nothing. Got it?
At the time, it shook the nation. Ho! Day 7 of the Who event calendar coming up just after 2. Scott Mills. Last week, when Pink came into the show, Chris made a special effort and he went to a clothes shop before because he wanted to look good on Instagram with Pink, basically, when we always have a photo taken with the guest. So he did he never normally goes shopping on his own. I normally have to go with him, especially for clothes. Didn't know what to get, so panicked and bought what the mannequin was wearing.
No, it wasn't a panic buy. What I've been doing recently is buying whatever the mannequin is wearing, because I think whatever the mannequin is wearing is generally what's in, right? Because that's the stuff they're pushing out to the front. They're like, right, buy this. It's very now.
Yeah. It always looks good on the mannequin, but they're generally snake-hipped and have got a 26 waist. No offence.
Anyway, look, I bought what the mannequin was wearing and it happened to that day be a turtleneck. I've done this before with other things, by the way, and it's given me some nice stuff. That jazzy suit I bought, that was on a mannequin. Nah, don't do the smelly fingers sign at me there. It's good.
Remember when you bought that suit?
Smelly wavy sign.
Do you remember that when you bought that suit that was it was a suit jacket, but then shorts?
Yeah, well, that was your fault. You got some personal shop involved. Anyway, bought the turtleneck because I thought it seems to be in. It will look quite smart.
No
put
need.
It on.
No need.
Everyone started taking the mick out of me here. And then when it came to the photo time with Pink, terrible situation happened where my...
Well, you're in a roll neck. That's a terrible situation.
Whereas the little chain that I've got sort of flops out.
Yeah.
So half and half over the turtleneck.
You look like a nan.
What do you mean I look like a nan?
It's like, you know, with a little chain popping out over the... Over the roll neck there.
Mate, I've had so many people message me a picture of The Rock where he wears a turtleneck with the necklace sort of fully out. Okay. Except mine looked worse because it sort of flopped half out. Anyway, I kept it on Instagram because it's my only picture with Pink.
He was texting me going, this is a nightmare. I just wanted to look good in the photo with Pink. The chain was an error. I'm just looking back through the messages now.
I've got another story, similar fashion problem that happened at the weekend in an interaction I had with, get this, Elton John. Do you want to hear about this now?
Why have you not mentioned this?
I've completely forgotten until now, but it was a bad moment.
You met Elton John?
Met Elton John, yeah. Yeah.
What?
But then I really embarrassed myself in front of him, and I really regret it now because he's a massive hero of mine. He's from the same place as me. I really, really regret it.
Hang on. Right, you've not mentioned this until Thursday. Why have you only just told me that you've met Elton John?
Oh, sorry. So I was at the football last weekend, and I was really, really, really lucky because the football club I love, Watford, invited me to go in the sort of hospitality bit. I know, right?
I was doing well.
But it happened that Elton John was there, so I met him. But for the hospitality, I was wearing a suit.
Right.
Because you've got to wear a suit, right? And I wore the jazzy one.
Oh, no, not the jazzy one.
You know, the one with the squares all over it?
Yeah, because you thought you were going to look like Harry Styles. No one can pull that off apart from Harry Styles.
Listen, Elton John,
Let me guess, tracksuit.
Yeah, kind of, but with a sort of jacket.
Stop wearing a tracksuit everywhere.
Elton John said to me, he was like, hello, nice to meet you. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's such a pleasure to meet you. He goes, that's a really nice suit. Where's it from? And for me, not wanting to say where I bought it from,
which is what,
because I imagine all his stuff is like Dolce Versace or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, she's fully designer.
And I didn't want to say where it was from. So I said, oh, just someone I know that makes suits.
Why did you say that?
Which sounded well weird.
And what did he say?
And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And that was it. And as he sort of walked away, I thought, that was pathetic.
You just panicked there, that's what you did.
Where's your suit from? Oh, it's just someone who makes suits.
It's like when I went on Family Fortunes with my dad, bless him, and he panics when Vernon Kay went, so what do you do for a living, Pete? And he went... this and that.
Yeah, it sounds so dodgy.
Sounds well dodged. One. Scott Mills. We are looking well smart today, Chris.
I know. And I think when we do this kind of thing where we have got dressed up, I do think we should do this more often.
Yeah.
Maybe a dress up Friday.
I don't really like dressing up. I'm wearing a suit at the moment. I feel all uncomfortable.
Mm. Well, same. But I'm only wearing a suit from belt up.
Yeah. Same.
So I look untidy, really.
Yeah. So the reason we're dressed up is because today we had to go to a very posh hotel in London and we got to sit down with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, and we just recorded Playground Insults with them, which we will play to you next Wednesday. They were brilliant. You can tell they're such good mates.
They were brilliant. I just worry about what we can and can't play from that because there was like no... there was no filter. It was absolutely crazy.
Beforehand, we were like, yeah, it's fine. We can, just say what you want. It's a safe zone in here. They really went in on each other.
Mm, they did.
That's next week. Playground Insults with two megastars, The Rock and Kevin Hart. You'll hear it on Wednesday. Scott Mills, Radio
1. Last night was funny, Scott, for our team Christmas party. I thought it was a good one.
None of us had the Butterfly King Prawn special.
No, that's true.
But it was still the same special, as I've said to you before, we've been talking about it this week. It has been the same special in this restaurant for 8 years. It's right near Radio 1, so quite handy for us. But no one had it, but he really did try and like make us have it.
Oh, yeah. It's real Christmas party time at the moment. There'll be loads of people either having their Christmas party tonight or very soon. This wasn't like the official Radio 1 Christmas party that we do with everyone. This is just like our little team one.
Yeah.
And went out, and it was really good fun. But you do questionable things on nights out. It baffles me.
I was made to do it.
No, you weren't made to do it. What you did last night, we went into this bar near the BBC. It's called the BBC Club.
Mm, for people that work at the BBC.
Exactly. So we thought we'd have a couple of drinks there. And you decided to... well, there was a lady on the door offering membership to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And you were totally against the idea at first.
Yeah. Then she got me.
And then after a couple of drinks, you went away for a while. You came back full on membership.
I was gone about an hour filling in all the forms.
It was incredible. But I can't help but feel this was like a late night purchase. A bit like, you know, sometimes if people maybe have come back from a night out and maybe ordered one or two things off the internet and it just sort of arrived. That's kind of what you did last night.
Yeah, but I'm actually massively happy with it now. It's a good deal. And it doesn't come out of my account for another month, so that's good to get Christmas out of the way. She totally sold it to me, but she wasn't taking no for an answer. I was like, I'll probably leave it. She was like, all I need is your stuff, Lumber Scott, and we can sort it out.
Yeah, exactly, because how they work it, Scott, is a percentage of your salary that goes into the membership.
0.03. I checked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which equates to roughly, what is it, £200 a month?
Hilarious. Look, I've got my little pass. She gave me a pamphlet as well.
Yeah.
I've got literally so much paperwork.
As you pointed out to me, you can now join the BBC Riding Club.
I know. What even is that? On the leaflet, it says, you can meet like-minded people that like to ride. I'm all right, thanks. We can go there anytime, and this pass lets me in.
Great.
I'm actually quite pleased with it. Scott Mills. We interviewed Kevin Hart and The Rock earlier and played Playground Insults with them. You can hear that on Wednesday's show next week. That's the weekend in Daft Punk. Me and Chris always like to suit up for these occasions because massive Hollywood megastars. Now, I know what you're doing there. You're leaving that suit jacket on, which is mine, and that shirt and tie, which is also mine, in the hope that you think I'll forget and therefore you can add it to your collection.
Yes, is the honest answer to that.
Lol that I have to bring suits in for you as well, like a suit jacket, like your dad.
It's only because I've got a new suit now, but now that you've ripped it to pieces, I can't... No, I mean like the jazzy suit that I've got, that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yes.
But now that you've sort of ripped it to pieces, I can't wear that.
It's just too jazzy.
So I'm... So anyway, it would be nice to inherit this one.
Right.
You won't miss it.
I reckon you're going to do
that. Is this a famous jacket? Did you wear this on the lottery or anything like that?
I don't know. Can't remember. So I seem to have joined a new club last night. The lady wouldn't take no for an answer. So rather than have any sort of confrontation, I just went for it. Nice lady, but pushy.
Very pushy.
Lovely, though. But were you there? I gave her my card details and she gave me all this paperwork. And then I don't think you were there. When she pressed send on the computer, she's like, Scott, you're all set, babes. Welcome to the BBC club. I was like, thanks.
Felt like a moment.
And then she came back over and she's like, and your first drink's free. I was like, okay, good. All right, thank you very much. All right, let's see what's lurking behind today's door on the WhoVent calendar.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Only four to go to number 11, but first, let's open number 7.
Have a giggle with the latest fun sounds from Text 8228. Subscribe to Text 8228 clubs for £3 per week and receive up to 3 fun sounds.
Four. Hello, it's me, your mobile phone.
Text H5. Four.
How long it take for you to pick up this?
Text H4.
Four. I'm up a bird. Easy.
Text H3 for the Dixie horn. Text H2 or 4.
Please hold your pick up the telephone.
Text H1 to 8228 now. Fun sounds are not endorsed by any celebrity.
Buying novelty ringtones for your phone off the TV.
Scott Mills.
Ben in Norfolk is screaming at himself. That's how much of a who that was. Azrael says, oh my day, Scott, if that is the quality of who, then I'm primed and ready for something absolutely amazing at Christmas. Oh yeah, Christmas Day's got to be good now, the bar's set high.
Oh yeah, that's always the sort of big door, isn't it?
I'm trying to work out which one of these you would have bought.
Four. Hello, it's me, your mobile phone.
Text H5. 4.
How long it take for you to pick up this?
Text H4.
4. I'm up a bird. Easy.
Text H3 for the Dixie horn. Text H2 or 4.
Please hold your pick up the telephone.
Text H1.
You a definite Dixie horn.
Oh, 100%.
Right, so I know you so well.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Gotta get Christmas here soon, Chris.
Yeah, I guess so.
Chris is your name. Like, even your name is in Christmas. You should be more Christmassy.
It's true. I am excited. No, don't get me wrong. I'm sort of gearing up for it. I'd like us to do all the show traditions that we normally do around Christmas. But yeah, look, every time you start pulling faces at me. Oh, well.
Okay, I've got Ashley on for bangers. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, buddy.
All right, is your birthday tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
That's the spirit.
I'm working.
Oh, were you working? What do you do?
I'm a delivery driver.
Okay.
Birthday on a Friday's all right, though.
Well, yeah or no.
Do you know what I mean? Out on Friday night, it'll be fine. Hold tight, Ashley.
Hold tight, Ashley, my brother.
Yep. Okay. I've got this for you today. I'm not here tomorrow. You've got Alice Levine, but I would quite like a win today because I am not winning. Ashley, I've got Sebastian Ingrosso, Reload. Kind of a Friday tune, a day early.
Yeah, you've gone early. So you're off tomorrow, you're saying now?
You've just
told me this.
I've told you before.
Ah, it's part-time.
Hello?
All right. Okay, Ashley, you can have Scott's banger choice, which is that, or you can have my banger choice, which is this. This is Bob Sinclair. Yeah, man. Rock this party. Dance, dance.
Now everybody move, move. Now everybody shake, shake. Now everybody...
Hold tight, Ashley.
Okay. What should we do?
It's got to be Bob Sinclair.
Oh!
It's just a pure tune.
Miss Sammy wants to see everybody on move. Dance, Shalino. That man coming at you. Hands in the air, the club must go! Word up is going down. Out of the guy that sexy guy.
Has Chris remembered that this is actually rubbish yet, says Matt in Sheffield. Most annoying song in the entire world.
No.
That's from Alex in Stoke. But then, yes, Chris, what a banger from Beth and Michael from Cambridge, cheered us up on the way to work.
Exactly. Look, there's loads of love coming in. Love this tune, madness.
You just know that track is going to be on every single Works Christmas do.
Yeah.
And there'll be a man with a tie around his head.
Yes.
And he'll be doing the pointing dance.
Oh, what is that about at Christmas parties? There's always someone, generally the ones that don't dance the rest of the year, and they point.
Yeah.
At other people.
And sometimes the pointing's in like a circular motion.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just points. Yeah. And like,
what are you pointing at?
Thrust your hip. Don't do it.
While doing circular finger.
Gross.
Scott Mills.
Holy Grail.
That's Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake on BBC Radio 1.
The end of that song, did we ever establish what that noise is? Because it does sound like some kind of gull.
I think they're lesbian seagulls.
Are they?
Yes.
Ow, ow.
Yes, yes. I believe so. Just at the end of the track there.
Not this again.
We can't do this again.
From the start.
Not from the start. Not from the start.
Actually mad.
From the chorus, I may have considered it.
Oh, well,
it
now
was just an excuse to play Lesbian Seagull again. I played it yesterday. I wanted to play it today. But I can't beat through the whole thing again.
The whole song.
No.
All right.
Okay, good.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Mate, Mariah's doing a gig in London next week.
Is she?
Yeah. A Christmas one.
Okay, right.
Imagine if you got all the way to the end of that, you sat all the way through it and she didn't do All I Want for Christmas as you.
And is it going to be full Mariah? Is she going to be in one of those sort of Shea, what are they called?
Shea Lounge? Probably. She normally
is. Being carried.
And she'll be obviously wearing the iconic red dress.
Is she still with one of the dancers? Is that a thing or...?
I don't know,
because last time I saw that was happening was on that Mariah's World show.
I mean, what a bizarre programme.
Yeah.
But great. Just a little peek into her head and her world. Mm. Anyway, she's on next week. I just wonder if you're keen, because if that's not going to get you Christmassy, I don't know what will.
Do you know what? You go.
Right. I mean, but it's just Christmas songs. Okay, I'm getting a blank look. My worst fear is, if I was a pop star, is some engineer one day who's feeling a bit angry will record just my vocals at some kind of gig from the microphone, but only the vocals, and then put it on the internet. Mm. Which is what happened when Mariah... I don't think this is a... I think it's in America, a concert, quite a big concert somewhere. I want to say... Is it in Rockefeller in New York? I think it is, yeah. And Mariah, obviously, it's Christmas, she's wearing the dress, and she's singing her really famous song.
Make my wish come true.
What a mean engineer.
Okay, so yeah, without all the music, it does sound a tiny bit ropey.
For Christmas.
But luckily, you've got the music to help you out, so you can't actually hear. But like, all they've done is isolate her microphone. So we're just getting...
Yeah, okay.
We're just getting Mariah.
But I can relate to this. This is like when you're listening to music through headphones and singing along.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tuneless.
And you sound great to yourself, but to everyone else, not so good.
It is a bit like she's doing that kind of thing.
I'm just gonna keep on waiting. Woo, 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 woo. You.
That's a great one.
It's like Mariah Carey after a few drinks.
Yeah.
I hear those bells ringing. Won't you please bring my baby to me?
Love.
So make my wish come true.
Doesn't sound like the track. But hey, that was made a long time ago.
You.
No.
Right.
Is this real?
I don't know.
She clears her throat at one point.
Also, this is the most bizarre bit. Listen to what she says to the audience at the end.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. I'm getting a new coat.
Buzzing.
What are you on about?
She's buzzing.
I'm getting a new coat.
Scott Mills.
I'm really excited for you to hear our new game of Playground Insults, which we recorded earlier today with The Rock and Kevin Hart. That's mad.
Yeah, and it was brilliant as well. They were on great form. Yeah. It's a really good one.
They're both hilarious. Mm. So Kevin Hart and The Rock on the show on Wednesday, where we sit them opposite each other. Gets quite tense in there. We lower the lights and we just get them to throw in insults at each other. Playground ones.
Yeah.
I liked it that the room had to be a certain temperature for The Rock.
And that temperature was almost fridge-like.
Yeah. He is a sweaty fox.
Oh, they wanted it so cold. And they couldn't get it cold enough at one point.
So a lady comes in and she's like, can you make it colder in here? So one of the guys that was working with us actually just had to go and stand by the window and just kind of like try and waft in cold air because The Rock was about to arrive.
I thought one of us was just going to have to fan him.
But it was looking like that at one point.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Really need to know who books the guests on this morning, because we need some of these people on our show. I mean, why didn't we have this person on at Halloween? Mm. We definitely need to get more of these on. I'll try and find out who books them. Today on the show, there was a lady who doesn't go out with guys anymore and now hasn't with the relations with ghosts.
Yes. She's given up men to have relations with ghosts.
Yes, and Philip Schofield's line of questioning is quite incredible.
So the relationship with this particular spirit fizzled out over a period of time. And I'm sort of trying to figure out what it is that goes wrong in a relationship with a ghost, because you can't have the normal arguments like you haven't put the bins out, or your conversation is boring, or, you know, I don't like the way you're wearing your hair, and all of those sort of things.
Incredible.
Turns out, from what I've seen, that at one point the husband was working away and...
He's walking the ghost.
Well, the ghost was. Oh, it certainly gives a whole new meaning to getting ghosted, doesn't it?
That's right, ghosted.
And
so once you go ghost, you never go back.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Is that right?
It is.
Once you
That's
go
not
ghost,
even a phrase.
Once you go ghost, you never go back.
I mean, that would be quite a unique thing to see, wouldn't it? Like a ghost, the ghost baby. Like so, be like Casper.
Maybe.
She's thinking making a baby with the ghost.
It's just fascinating, though, isn't it?
Mm. I mean, obviously you as well, they find you attractive, but I should imagine you've got quite a name for yourself in the spirit world.
Philip Schofield, I mean, he's just amazing.
Mm.
But I do need to know who books their guests.
Scott Mills.
How long has this been ghosting on? Charlie Puth on...
Ghosts don't sound like this.
On BBC Radio 1. How do you know?
Because that's clearly a bloke. Just going, oh!
A bloke doing what, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's all gone a bit weird, hasn't it?
It's gone very weird.
It's gone a bit weird.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, you've got Alice with you between 1 and 4. I'm back next week. Scott Mills.